Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome everybody and thank you. I want to talk today about something that gets so many people down. And it's, in a word, let's say negativity. Now, there's many different words we can use, but the total of this, of doubt, bitterness, and fear, is the result of a negativity and negative thinking. And I don't want to sound too age with the idea of positive thinking and the new age environment and things like this, but it's true. We need to be positive, and we need to be positive thinking people. You know, and I believe that's what Scripture encourages us to do. And not only to not be negative in our outlook of life and on our outlook at things, but not to be around negative people, because negativity is contagious. We must set our minds on Yeshua and rid ourselves of the worries of this life, as we spoke about in the previous word. You know, so we really want to make sure that we're understanding our vision, and that our vision would be a joyful, positive vision and experience. Even if there's things that going on in our lives that might encompass suffering, and we might be going through hard times. Yes, we're called not to be dismayed. We're called to be joyful at all times, because we have the greatest gift man could ever receive in our Messiah, Yeshua. But even in somebody in their joy can still be negative or have a negative outlook or something like this. And I want to remind you and call you all today to think positive and stop worrying, because Yahweh is your helper. Remember the Scriptures, and I give them to you again in Matthew 6:34, when it says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Stop worrying. Stay positive. Get away from anything negative in your life. Eliminate those negative things in your life. Don't even associate with negative people. And for me, on a personal level of life and everything else, I've figured out I have to have negative people out of my life if I want to have that joy and peace of Yahweh. Negative people will tear you down. You know, everything they think about has a doom outcome. There's no hope, or, you know, our Creator says in the Word is a future and a hope for all of us. He brings us good and not disaster, a future and a hope. But negative people just bring you down. And the enemy wants you to be surrounded by negative people, because, as I say, these things are contagious. So many people today are putting masks on and taking vaccines so they don't catch the COVID or something else. Well, we need to protect ourselves from something a lot more serious than COVID, and that is negative people. Negative people will pull you down and make you doubt and make you fear. And I tell you, when you surround yourself with positive people that are on fire for Yahweh, you're going to feel the result of that. So we must be careful about our attitude and also the people around us. But in a whole, we must be careful about negativity. And I want to talk about this today, the negativity of the things around us, the negativity in the way we think, the negative words we speak. There's power in our words. There's power in our thoughts. You know, and when I hear people in depression, and they're always saying something negative about themselves and their situation. I know people that are going through depression, and it might seem right in their own mind, but, you know, when you find that peace in Yeshua, you're not going to have that doom and gloom outlook and that negativity. You're going to have positive, because you're going to look forward to the future. You're going to look forward to tomorrow. You're going to look forward to today. One of the biggest mistakes I see people making is they think negative thoughts and they speak negative words. And much of it is a result of dealing and speaking to and associating with negative people on any level. Sin is contagious, folks. Sin is contagious. You need to surround your life with solid people, with solid people, you know, and pray for those that are in trouble. Pray for those that they don't have a wise outlook. I've gotten to a point where I can't even tolerate negative people. No matter who they are in my life, if they're negative, I cannot be around them. I know the impact that it has on me. And I want to tell you this, just remind you of what it does for you. 1 Corinthians 5:11 says, "But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of a brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality, greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, swindler, not even to eat with such one." You see, Scripture calls us to associate with righteous people. Scripture calls us to associate with people who are on fire for Yahweh. Scripture calls us to team up with those who want to do Yahweh's will and Yahweh's work. Titus 3 verse 10 says, "If people are causing division among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with them." Wow, that scripture is so powerful. So powerful. It's not saying to run away and not pray for people and be with people. At first, give people who are causing division among you a first and a second warning. After that, have nothing to do with them. And I would say the same thing about negative people in your life. Give them a chance. Maybe give them a second chance. Yahweh's grace is wonderful. And praise Yah that his grace doesn't run out after two times. But we look at the impact of negative people around us, and the scriptures call us to have nothing to do with them. As it says in 1 Corinthians 5:33, and it can't be summed up better than this: "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." What else more needs to be said? If you're a parent and you have a child, prayerfully you're looking to see who their friends are, and you don't want them around the wrong type of crowd, right? Well, don't you think our Creator wants the same of us, as Him being our Father and us His children, not to be around with the wrong crowd? Well, we have to look at what negativity and positivity means today and what the wrong crowd truly is. And many people are deceived. The wrong crowd are those that tell you it's okay to live in sin. The wrong crowd say it's all up to you and no one else can help you, that our Creator has no power to help you. That's the wrong crowd filling your head with the wrong things, and you get negative things as a result. Depressed people always have negative people in their life. People who are going through depression always have negative people in their lives supporting them or encouraging them or enabling them. Proverbs 1:11 says, "They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone just for fun. Let's ambush the innocent." These are the people around us, bad company. We don't want bad company around us. Proverbs 22:25 says, "Least they learn his ways and get a snare to their soul." So we need to be careful about these different things. And we spoke about negative words and negative thinking and how people are just negativity. When somebody asks you how you're doing, when somebody asks you a question, when you say things, I don't even want to say these things, but when you say things that are negative, anything negative comes out of your mouth, and I don't even want to say these things and try as little as possible to say anything negative, even in a teaching sense. When you say something negative, guess who's the first one to hear that? You. Look, if you're walking down the street and somebody tells you you're sick and you feel great, you're going to say, "I'm not sick. I feel wonderful." If two people tell you you're sick, you're going to say, like, "What's wrong with these people?" If 10 people tell you you're sick, you're going to stop believing you're sick. And if everyone you see you're around starts telling you're sick, you're going to convince yourself you're sick. But you know what? When you're speaking negative words and you're saying negative things, the more you do it, the more you hear it, and you're the first person that hears it, you're going to start to believe it. Do you understand the power of the tongue? The power of the tongue and the voice and speaking and what comes out? Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And Proverbs 10, verse 11 says, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The words we speak are so powerful. And I know many of you don't even think about the negativity of many of the things you say. But you're living in a negative mindset. And when you start changing your speech, it does change. Your life does change. Proverbs 12, verse 18 says, there is one whose rash words are like a sword of thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. The tongue of the wise brings healing. Hallelujah. You want to get better from that depression? Start talking positive things and positive affirmations and positive prayers and positive songs and praising a wonderful creator. That's what you want to do. Remember, as it says in Proverbs 15, 4, a soothing tongue, speaking words that build up encouragement is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue speaking words that overwhelm and depress crushes the spirit. Wow. I really pray that this day, as you're listening to this, you're getting some type of encouragement to speak positive and not speak negative words. To not speak negative words. You know, people do that all the time when they, you know, even something as simple as apologizing. Our Creator calls us to ask for forgiveness, not to say these dreadful words. I tell you right now, as a child of God, you are not sorry. You are a child of Yahweh. Hallelujah. A child of our wonderful Creator. There's nothing sorry about you. And don't speak those negative words. Jeremiah 9, verse 8 says, the tongues are deadly arrows. They speak deception. With his mouth, a man speaks peace to his neighbor, but with his heart, he sets a trap for him. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth. But if there is any good word for edification according to the need of the moment, say that so that you will give grace to those who hear. Remember, let no unwholesome word that comes out of your mouth, that doesn't just mean not to say a cuss word. That means not to say a negative word, a negative thing, especially about our Creator. Especially doubting what our Creator can do, especially having the lack of faith and speaking it. No, we need to speak positive and faithful things at all times and let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth. And there's nothing wholesome about negative words. Remember the powerful of that. And that comes, it stems from our thoughts. The words that come out of our mouth come from our thought pattern. That's why, you know, when we say repent doesn't mean a tear coming out of your eyes. Repentance means changing your mind, changing your thoughts about something. So the pattern changes, and then everything that follows is going to change. And we need to repent for our negative thinking, our negative speaking, our negative life, who we surround ourselves with. Repent for that right now. Stop worrying and being concerned about yesterday. That doesn't matter. Today is a new day. Start thinking positive and start moving forward and surround yourself with positive people and put yourself in positive situations and speak positive words. Remember, Ecclesiastes 10:12 says, the words of the mouth of a wise person are gracious, but the lips of a fool consume him. Stop this foolish negative talk, everybody. Stop it. Let's speak wise words. Let's speak words of encouragement. Let's edify one another. Hallelujah. And Wisdom 10:32 says, the lips of the righteous know what is appropriate, but the mouth of the wicked is only what is perverse. You know, we have a hard time sometimes being around the people that curse a lot and say certain languages. We should have just the hardest time people around people that are negative and down on things and lacking faith. We should have a hard time accepting that and listening to these people. Let's work hard to get rid of negativity in our lives on every level. Our thoughts and so on. We got to understand that where these things come from and our thought patterns. And when we start focusing on the positive things, and everything our Creator gives us is a positive thing. We have so much to look forward to, but there are so many people that look back in the past and they're soaking in there, oh, I did this, I made the wrong choice. No. We have the greatest gift man could have, but we need to start experiencing the joy that comes from that. 1 Peter 5:8 says to be alert and sober of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And one of the ways he does this is he makes us or leads us or deceives us to have negative thoughts and doubts and lack of faith. And these type of things, but we need to not do that, because that leads to exactly where the enemy wants us. He wants our spirit crushed, and he wants us to be depressed and down and not have things to look forward to. And instead of going to Yahweh in prayer, man runs to the doctors, and the doctors give drugs and everything else and make man's decision process even harder. Or man runs to do alcohol or something else, or to drugs or something else, to marijuana to alter their mood and something else to overcome this depression. We need to start being positive and righteous and truthful and understand the great gift we have in Yeshua, and get all that negativity away. Because when you read the Bible as a whole and you read it from the beginning to the middle to the end, and you see at the beginning, Yahweh created us. He spoke a word and he created us. He spoke a word and he created everything. And if he has that much power, he can heal us. He can lead us. He can cure us. He can do everything we need, because he's already proven that he's spoken a word and it happens. And just knowing that, we see Yahshua speaking a word and the healing took place. He didn't even need to be there next to that person. We have everything we need to see from the beginning of time. And then we see Yeshua's ministry here and all the healings he's done. And all the wonderful, glorious things and the amazing things he's done. And then we got the promise and the revelation of a wonderful Creator revealing to us the great gifts that await the righteous ones. There's nothing in the scriptures that our Creator tells us to do that would have a negative outcome if we follow his path. The key to get out of your depression, your negativity, and everything else is to get right with our Creator and get in his word and trust him. And trust him. It says in Proverbs 15:13, a glad heart makes a cheerful face, but sorrow of heart is a spirit is crushed. It's crushed. Proverbs 17:22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And Proverbs 18:14 says, the human spirit can endure sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? Do you understand what negativity does to your life? And on a human level, in a human thinking, we think it's part of life. No, it might be part of this world, but it's not part of life. And our Creator tells us to be in this world, but not part of this world. We have to understand the difference of the way we're brought up and what the world teaches about negativity and negative things. And when you turn on the news on the TV and there's just negative things all the time, and there's nothing positive, nothing to look forward to, but then you open up the scriptures, there's a reason why they call it the good news. Hallelujah. The good news. That's what we need to look at. The light in the darkness, not the dark in the darkness. When you start reading the scriptures and praying to our Creator every day, you'll see positively working in your life. You won't want to be around negative people. You won't want to be around negative things. You'll speak positive words, not negative words. No matter what's going on in your life, you'll understand the difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is based on something that happens. It comes from the outside. So based on the reaction and things that are going on in your world, you're going to be happy or unhappy. But when you have joy, that comes from the inside. And people can change your happiness or your unhappiness based on what they're telling and trying to perceive you or convince you to do or be. But when your joy comes from the inside, regardless of what happened on the outside, no one or nothing can take away your joy. And when you have the joy of Yahshua, nobody's going to steal that from you. We need to understand that, and then we can start understanding the shalom and the peace that comes with our wonderful Creator. The shalom and peace that comes with Him. And I've been talking about this and trying to tell people about this shalom and this peace. I love David in Psalms 119 and all of the words he shares about just love and comfort and peace and his desires and their positive desires. Psalms 119, 165 says, "Great peace have those who love your Torah, and nothing can make them stumble." Hallelujah. The joy of Yahweh comes with people that are on his path, and nothing can make you stumble. Not the enemy, not negative people, not the news, not some diagnosis of a bad medical report, not some bad financial outcome. Nothing, nothing can make them stumble because they love Yahweh's word. They love Yahweh's path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to trust in him. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Do you trust in Yahweh? Do you trust in him with all your heart and stop leaning on your own understanding? Are you doing that? Well, let's get the negativity out of our life. Anything that is not building you up is tearing you down. Get that negativity out of your life, whatever it is, and change it around or move it around or do something different. If you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. You must change what you're doing if you want to change the result. So if you're not happy with your life, if there's something going on in your life you're not satisfied with, according to Yahweh's word, if something is keeping you negative, keeping you down, when you get up, you should look forward to the day. But if you're not looking forward to the day, if something's causing your sleep to be disrupted because your mind is too focused on negative things and all these things, you need to change. You need to change. The greatest way to do that is through prayer. Remember, trusting Yahweh, he can do all things, all things. Negativity is never going to get you anywhere in life. You know, some people don't look forward to going to their job. That's a great opportunity to go and witness to somebody else. You might not like your work, but Yahweh's opening up doors. Maybe Yahweh's opening up another job for you. Some kids and adults don't like to go to school. You know what? It's still a great opportunity to go and share the gospel and speak with others and learn. What are you schooling? It might be a subject you don't like, but there's a lot to learn that's going to help you and help other people in life, which should be our goal. Remember, we got to trust in him. We want that peace. Romans 8:6 says, "For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the enemy wants to change that. The enemy wants to destroy us. The enemy wants to take that away from us. That's why we must put on the armor of Yahweh, as it says in Ephesians 6, that will stand against the scams of the devil. He wants us to live, think, and move in negativity and surround ourselves with negativity. We must resist and flee. Resist the devil and flee from him, or let him flee from you. He will flee from you. Submit yourself to Yahweh. And you know what? Submit yourself to Yahweh, and negative people will flee from you as well. They don't want to be around you. So we need to, I pray this is reaching those of you who are struggling out there with negative thoughts. Because I know there are several of you out there who are. But we're going to stop that right now. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think about these things. Hallelujah. A wonderful creator, a wonderful Messiah. Galatians 5:16 says, I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh, this negative world. And one of my favorite scripts of all time, Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So everybody, as we close today, I want to remind you to stay positive. Whatever word you want to use for that, stay joyful. Stop speaking negative words. Only positive words in your life. Romans 12:21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Overcome negativity with positivity is what I say. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Yahweh and Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray that this is helping you. I pray that this is helping you this day. And may Yahweh just bless you on every single level. Praise our wonderful Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Thank you for this blessed day. Thank you all for listening to today's program. Remember, we have live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And also every Friday night at 8 p.m., we have live fellowship. You could join us there. That's Torah Life Ministries on YouTube. I pray you all have a great day, and I pray that your eyes are becoming more open to Yahweh's truth and understand that He wants us and desires us to live according to His will, and that is found in the foundation of the Scriptures, which is the first five books known as the Torah. The Torah is not a Jewish thing. It's a Bible thing. It's a Yahweh thing. So may we all seek His word, and may we seek the foundation of His word in these guidelines and instructions to show us His will for our life while we praise Yahshua in the blood of our wonderful Messiah. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing stronger, nothing higher. There's nothing greater than the name of Jesus. All the honor, all the power, all the glory to the name.